This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
We're at H.A. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard, Jay, and Jeff Johns. I think the only Johns not here is Karen. Well, the grandkids, right? The grandkids are here. Oh, Beth, that's right. Yeah, thank you very much. Bob Cooper back trying to keep things between the ditches for us, and letting us know that the crowd mic's a little hot as they play the music at 9,000 decibels. So it's 33-28 Jinx. The Redskins have given up 33 to a team that scored 28 in this first two games. What are they doing well?
You know what they're doing well is they're just really spreading the ball out. They've picked apart the zones, which we've seen them do before. So Ian Corwin is a great quarterback that sits back there, and he's able to throw the ball in the zones and pick up some first downs. That's created the drive down the field for the Jinx Trojans, and really the run game in between is what's helped them.
Yeah, Union got them off on a couple of three and outs, but then could not maintain the big plays and make big plays in the passing game. The other thing they've done, they tried to pressure a little bit. Should they sell out and blitz a little to try to move it?
I think you've got to press Ian, and really tonight you've seen him be really elusive. He's making people miss back in the backfield. So if you're going to blitz, you're going to have to make sure you're sure covered downfield, because he'll get loose and make a throw downfield.
Well, it's been a remarkable game. Now, Union offensively has had big plays, there's no question, but you'd like more consistency, because for this offense, it's either been big plays or three and out. You really need to extend drives, eat clock, and move chains.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the openers. How are they going to run the ball? And I can't tell you that I could tell you how they're going to do that tonight. They've tried to stretch the corners, and Minix has really stretched the field and been on all over the field. And then Hernandez came to play linebacker and has just been very disruptive. So the run game really hasn't been too impressive this evening, but the passing game is what's really kept in the game.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, last year with Shamari Brooks, you were able to extend a lot of things just by running the football, and you just haven't had that happen this year. And the other thing, too, is last year you had a quarterback who could do that. Grady moved the chains a lot himself to Davenport in running the football. Well, at the half, it's 33-28, Jinx over Union. Doc Blevins will be back with a special halftime guest in a moment. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian Von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
What could you do with an extra $100? Right now, when you open a new checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union, you'll get a $100 bonus. And every time you pay with your School Pride debit card, we donate to area schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at classicchevrolet.net.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023-KRMG. Union Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
Welcome back to H.A. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins with you as Union trails 33-28 to Jinx here at the half. Before we go down to Doc Blevins with our special guest, I want to, I guess, pat ourselves on the back. Tonight at the National Association of Broadcasters Award in Austin, KRMG won another Media Market Station of the Year Marconi Award. Now, let me put this in perspective. It's the Heisman. It's the Oscar. It's the Golden Globe. It is what everyone in our business aspires to, and this station has won multiple Marconis in the last 5 or 6 years. Most stations would give their life to win one. KRMG has won again. And I just can't be more proud of where I have worked for the last 34 of the last 35 years. And so a shout out to all those folks who make that happen every day on KRMG. Now down to Doc Blevins, who's part of that whole thing. He's got a special guest, Doc.
Well, I'm a little bit a part of it, but I know that Union's proud to be on KRMG, and that's one of the reasons it is the class station in this area and probably the state and part of the country. But anyway, congratulations to KRMG on the award. We have an award winner sitting next to me here. He is our Associate Athletic Director, Steve Dunlap, a member of the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Not for his wrestling prowess, but for his coaching ability, even though you wrestled in high school and college, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And I wanted to bring wrestling up first, Steve, because we've had some changes. Coach Kevin Crutchmer was able to get a college job, went to Arkansas, Washita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, which is their OBU. They're kind of like our OBU. And he's a college guy, but you got some great coaches to come in and take over at real short notice.
Yes, and then first I'd like to congratulate KRMG on that great award as well. And we're certainly thankful to have KRMG do our football games. They do a fantastic job. And as for wrestling, Coach Crutchmer left, and we were able to hire Danny Jefferson, who grew up in Muskogee, wrestled at Muskogee, and played football there, and was even a walk-on at the University of Oklahoma in football and played a year there. But wrestling's his true sport, and he was actually an assistant here 4 years ago. Then he went to Bixby for 3 years as a head coach. Now he's back at Union. He's got a great staff along with his dad, and just really excited about the direction he already has the program going, and we're looking forward to great things there.
Well, and we have a very popular coach coming back, an assistant coach. His nickname is Money, but you can tell people about him.
Yes, Greg Evans. He started out helping with high school wrestling with me at Broken Arrow back in the 90s, and then he came over to Union. Then he went to Bixby. Now he's back at Union, and Greg's been a part of like 9 state championship teams and about 4 or 5 runner-up teams, and he's just a great person, a great mentor to young men, and we're glad to get him back and have him along with Coach Jefferson. And also don't want to leave out the great job Coach Crutchmer did for us. He did outstanding, and we wish him the best at his new college job.
Well, I've talked to a lot of the wrestlers, and they're excited about the new coaching staff. They had mixed emotions because you'd hate to lose a coach. But they saw that you all stepped up and filled that wrestling room with good coaches, and they know they're going to have a chance to keep on doing the things that they want to do. And it's good when the kids buy into it.
Well, I think so. And I think we've got a lot of talent on our team. Where they're probably short on is experience. And I think Coach Jefferson will get them involved in wrestling as many matches as he can. And, you know, by the end of the year, we could have a pretty good team.
And, you know, it's not all about what happens early in the year, because it's you have dual state and then you have tournament, and kids can go and never know how far they're going to go.
Oh, absolutely. And you gear your season on preparing for those last 3 weeks. You've got dual state, regionals, and states. So the individual states. So, you know, you actually have two state championships in wrestling. The dual state is where the teams advance. And then at the regionals, the top four at each weight qualify for state. And even though that's an individual state tournament, they keep team points. So there's another state championship there. And you do everything throughout the year to be the best you can be for those last 3 weeks. And Coach Crutchmer was really good at that. And I have no doubt Coach Jefferson will do the same thing.
Well, there may be people that used to watch wrestling or maybe when they were in high school and all that, been away from it, but the atmosphere at the state fairgrounds in Oklahoma City for that championship is just pretty rare.
Yes, it is. It is a great it's a great show. You know, 9,000 people there, and you get a lot of really close matches. You've got the best wrestlers in the state going at it for state championships, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It's something I was always thankful to be a part of for a long time.
And you know, something I enjoy is you have Mr. Blassingame doing the public address announcing, the same guy that does the Olympics when they're here. So that's pretty big time.
But it doesn't get any better than that. Him and then Lori May, who's helped him, been right there with him all these years. They do a great job. And, you know, we even got Coach Blassingame to come do a game at Union one time when it was a semifinal game between Norman North and Owosso that we were hosting, and he just did an outstanding job that night as well. And
he's a good guy, too. I had to fill in and do a state duel one year because he couldn't do it, and then he came in, and I'm wanting to give it to him because I'm wanting to listen to him, but he's a great guy. Okay. Budget problems have been tough for the schools. We've seen Tulsa schools have to cut some sports and consolidate some sports and other things happening. Union has not had to cut anything. We maybe have less personnel running things, but so far not had to cut any sports. Is that right?
No, we've not had to cut any sports. And the school has just done a great job of knowing where to make cuts and where not to make cuts. And the main goal is for students to get a great education and then have a great opportunity to participate either in athletics or fine arts or, you know, any academic type club or anything like that or leadership type clubs. And so all that's still rolling along just like normal, and it's an exciting year, and it's awful fun to be a part of it. We've got another exciting Jinx Union game. This is my 28th Union Jinx game, and sure hoping we win tonight because in my deal Jinx is up 14-13. But what another great game. Everybody always says you never know what's going to happen when Union Jinx play, and who would have thought 33-28 at the half, and just an outstanding game.
They're always fun to watch. Very few of them have been one-sided, and they're fun to watch. Now, we talked about wrestling. We have a sport going on right now, cross country, which is a companion sport, obviously, to track and field, and we have an exciting new coach in our track program.
Well, and for cross country and track, we were able to hire Steve Patterson, and he's known as one of the best, if not the best, track and cross country coaches in the state, if not the entire country. It'll be exciting to watch him build his program and work with his coaches and the athletes and see what he does. But I know he's excited, and we're excited to see what happens there because he'll build on what our former coach, Coach Stockton, had been doing. He'll build on that, and we're anxious to watch him in action.
And he's inheriting a defending state champion track team.
Yes, and we've got some guys coming back, so that'll be another exciting time there around that state track meet. And we'll just have to go down there and see what happens, but it'll be a fun time.
A lot of people that aren't involved in track and field or youth football don't realize what's been done at that track and field facility, but it's actually a competitive football field right now, but it is also got a brand new track around.
Oh yes, they had to completely redo the track and put in the artificial turf football field. They built new locker rooms and offices for the track there. In fact, we're going to put in to try to host a regional track meet this year, and I think we'll be able to do that. And Coach Patterson and his staff will, and the athletic department will put that on. And we've had it before, and it'll be great to have it back again.
Well, we have some other sports going on right now. Softball, how they do?
Softball, and they're got a really, really good team this year. I really like the way they play, and our coach, Coach Pease, and his staff coach, they play a tremendously tough schedule. So sometimes their record might be like 14-8 or 13-9, but they played the top teams in the state. So I've really enjoyed watching them and looking forward to exciting things. And then our volleyball team, talked to Coach McKee, and he said his team is ranked 8th in the state and moving up, and the only teams that they've lost to are ranked in the top 5 in the state. He says this is one of his hardest working teams. They're really having a fun time coaching them, and they've not been to state in a couple of years, so their goal is to get back to the state tournament and not only just go there, but to be successful there. And they are here at the game tonight, but after the game, they're heading down to Edmond for a big tournament at Edmond Santa Fe that has a lot of the top teams in the state competing in that.
You know, I hadn't paid much attention to volleyball, and then one year we hosted regionals, and you all asked me to announce it, and I'd never announced volleyball before. And you could tell because I didn't know some of the terminology, but I fell in love with it and started being the volleyball announcer. And I've got to tell you, that is a very fun sport to watch, and those girls are very athletic.
Well, it definitely is. You didn't know you were going to become the voice of volleyball back when you started all this announcing, but I tell you what, there is a lot of strategy to volleyball that people don't know. Some people may think, well, they just hit it back and forth, but there's a lot of strategy there. Our coaches, Coach McKee and his staff, do a great job of coaching our team. And I tell you what, you get in a really close volleyball game, and it is very intense and very exciting.
You know, one other coach that I ran into the other day that's new to the program, he's a volunteer or stipend coach, but probably one of the best swimmers we ever had at Union, Eastman Holloway, I believe is his last name, went to SMU and swam. I actually got to watch him compete in the Olympic trials. I was watching online, but that trial he was swimming against Michael Phelps, who edged him out just a little bit.
Just edged him a little bit, but we're really glad to have Eastman any time he's back helping, and we're certainly thankful to have him, and he's just a great young man and cannot be anything but a great influence on our swimming program. I'm sure Coach Lynn likes to have him anytime he can have him, and he can only be a plus for our swim program.
Let's talk about one more coach who I was very impressed with watching him be a boys coach at Booker T. Now he's going to be the girls coach at Union. Tell us about our new coach.
Joe Redmond, who coached at Booker T. Washington boys last year. And for about 4 or 5 years, he was the head coach there. And we were very excited to hire him as our new girls basketball coach. And he actually has a daughter on the team that's a sophomore. And we're just expecting great things there and excited to have him there. And, you know, it's always new when you bring in a new coach, and he's getting them used to his program and how he runs things. I'm just can't wait for girls basketball season and watch him in action, watch the team in action.
Well, I have talked to several Booker T. Washington coaches and administrators, and they all say that Union really got a steal there, that people won't realize how great a coach he is till they get to see him in action, but they hate to lose him over there. But it might have been something about wanting to coach his daughter, who knows?
Well, for whatever reason, we are glad to have him and excited to have him in our program. And he's not only just an outstanding coach, he's a great man, does a good job in our classroom, and is a good ambassador for Union Public Schools. So, you know, we feel like he is a great hire, and we're blessed to have him.
Well, I agree with you on that one. Talked to Dr. Hartzler at our Broken Arrow game at halftime, and he talked about the plans for the stadium renovation and what have you coming along, and they're investing in it. Not quite there yet, but I know we're excited about that happening.
Well, there's a lot of things that are in the plan, and just in the talking about stage, planning stage of making some improvements at the stadium and on the south entrance of the school, and adding on to some fine arts areas and some maybe even some classrooms there, so it hits all areas of school. And it's been fun to be a part of it. So far, we've kind of been in the dream part of it. Now we'll probably start getting into how much everything costs and what we can afford and everything. But we're always very thankful for the patrons of the Union School District. Their support of the Union School District is second to none. That's why we're able to have the nice facilities that we have, and not just sports, but fine arts and everything.
Well, Coach, thanks for being with us at halftime. Let's pull this thing out in the second half.
All right, that's what I want.
Back up to Rick.
Thank you very much, Doc Clemens. We'll take a break and come back with halftime stats. Union trailing Jinx 33-28. About to get back underway here at H.H. Chapman Stadium. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
I'm Dana Lash with NRA CarryGuard. I carry my firearm every day. I pray I'll never be forced to use it. But if I do, I know NRA CarryGuard will have my back. I can choose up to $1 million in insurance-backed protection, plus a special attorney referral network to give me the representation I need. Learn more and sign up today at NRACarry.com or call 1-866-NRA-1234 to become an NRA CarryGuard member today.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.